From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Tell me if this sounds familiar. You got a guy or girl's phone number last night, but you never pick up the phone to call. You never go on a date. You never buy each other ice creams. You never hold hands on the beach at sunset. Or how about this one? You find out about your college's semester abroad program, but you don't get it together to file the paperwork. So you never get to Spain. You never learn how to flamenco, how to be a matador, or even how to say thi, like they do in Barcelona, instead of si, like they do in San Francisco. Everyone has missed opportunities big and small due to choices not made. And while a decision not to decide is still a decision, as our decider-in-chief might say, it's the ambivalent, passive choices that cause us the most regret. This is true in our personal lives, and with the election around the corner, it's true in our political lives as well. 71% of San Francisco voters didn't make a decision in the city's last election. In the last presidential election, 40% of eligible Americans took a pass on making a choice. And we weren't deciding whether to have a low-fat or non-fat soy with our latte. We were hiring the guy responsible for spending $7 trillion of our money and prosecuting 2 foreign wars and counting. Look, I know Tuesdays are rough. You've got work, school, Pilates. There are too many propositions and races to keep track of, and the campaign commercials all run together, making it much easier to check out instead of to check in. But the stakes are high this year. War in Iraq, climate change, youth violence in San Francisco, and our leaders are asking us to make a decision about what to do. Democracy is a tough job sometimes, but it's important to remember that we don't work for democracy. Democracy works for us. Or as John F. Kennedy put it, we the people are the boss, and we will get the kind of political leadership, be it good or bad, that we demand and deserve. So consider budgeting a few extra minutes next Tuesday to get to the polls. Flip through your voter guide this weekend, or better yet, pick up the phone and talk about the candidates and issues with that guy or girl whose number you got last night. With a Perspective, I'm Mark Vogel.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.